Let's believe God for utterance this evening. Amen. I mean, you don't want to come into the house of the Lord for the sake of coming. You want utterance. You want guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. And I want us to see some things here. We read it last week, but I want to say some things and I want you to pay attention. Believing God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and that we may pray out God's purposes. Think about this. Think about if all the time words that we speak are words of heaven. Think about that. What will happen? That constantly our mouths speaking revelation knowledge. Constantly. What will happen? I believe that's what he wanted, and that's his will is for him to establish his will on earth. He said this, you pray in this manner that it may be on earth as it is in heaven. How is it going to be? I believe increase in our lives manifests when you have constantly, we have words of revelation. We're not speaking like mere men, we're speaking by the Spirit. We are declaring things by the Spirit. We are perceiving things by the Spirit and we declare them of our nation, of our situations. Whatever you are facing, that they are not just your words. Listen to this. They're not coming from your soulish realm, but they are coming by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? Okay, let's start right there in 1 Corinthians 2. Then we'll go to several scriptures before. Look at verse 6. We shall start from verse 1, but let's look from verse 6 in chapter 2 of Corinthians. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But look at this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. I like looking at this scripture. Of course, I'm open for, I'm open to the Lord to increase me. But when I read that scripture, many times I look at it from the aspect also of praying in tongues. It says, you speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Why would I say about praying in tongues? Because 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it says, he who speaks in tongues does not speak to man, but in the spirit he does what? He speaks mysteries. Are you seeing that? He speaks mysteries. So I like looking at it. Now I'm speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery because it's not known naturally. Remember, even the latter part of those scriptures says that the natural man does not even receive this. It's foolishness to them. But for us, we know it's the wisdom of God. And then he says in verse 8, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us. Them is italicized. So God has revealed to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him, even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. And then he says this, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. And look at verse 13 then. These things we also speak, not in words in which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Are you seeing that? These are not just utterances like, you know, I went to the shop. You understand? These are not just utterances. These are utterances that are being inspired by the Holy Spirit. I'll think of, if that is going forth all the time out of our mouths, we'll experience much increase in everything we do. If all the time what is coming out of us is by the Spirit, he says, for these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual, that we speak words of God. And not just the letter, but revelation knowledge. We are declaring the will of God to our nation by revelation knowledge. Let me say something here. Let me go into something. I have to do some editing to some words that came forth by the Spirit in our prayer meeting, the staff prayer meeting yesterday. Listen to this. For the will of God has been that his people may not be blinded from the things that are happening in their nation or in their surroundings. Remember, he's given us real, he has dealt with us with an open hand. If God was going to hide himself from us, we could have never found him. But he's dealt with us with an open hand. For this, the will of God is for his people to see, to perceive, to have insight concerning the affairs of their nation. Now, this is not naturally, which is a gossip. No, we're talking about insight brought forth by the Holy Spirit. What is it that is happening in our nation? What is it that is happening in my surroundings? Why is this important to us as members of the body of Christ? When the body of Christ is blinded, or if the body of Christ is blinded, and the body of Christ cannot see what is happening in the realm of the Spirit, they will not know how to wage a good warfare. They will not know. They don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. They would not know how to wage a good warfare. They will be taken advantage of advantage by the wicked one, the devil. But when they are able to see by the Spirit of God, and they are able to perceive the will of heaven, they will pray it out accurately, even as the Master told us, that you may pray that it may be on earth as it is in heaven. You can't pray accurately if you are not seeing. I remember the Lord telling me some years ago, you've been saying, blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear, but you've not been seeing. I said, okay, that's a good one. How am I supposed to see? How am I supposed to see? And he said, this you're supposed to see by my word. You have to meditate long enough for you to see. I remember Pastor Wade saying this years ago. Many times. He said several times, actually. He said he had given his life to Christ, I don't know after how many months or a year or so, but he was new into Christianity. And he said he started reading John chapter 6 about Jesus feeding the thousands. All right? And then, as he was reading, he started meditating. Some of us who came from, you know, smoking weed and chewing and putting in some tablets to keep us high, meditation kind of flows naturally. they call it in the world building what castles in the air. You build the whole night chewing, smoking, staying high. That for me just so natural. In fact, I can easily keep quiet and then I start meditating on something. I tell the guys and different ones over the years, even when I started quoting with Tina, I tell people mostly when I'm traveling, like I give an example, like going to Mars a bit. I tell them, now guys, if I keep quiet, if you are new to me, I say this, if I keep quiet, I'm not mad at you. I'm either praying, listening to the Lord, meditating, or I'm sleeping. Either of those. I'm not driving. Yeah, if he's driving over there, I'm either doing that. So I'm not mad at you. I'm either reading, of course, yeah, reading, praying, meditating, and or either sleeping. But I like just being quiet and just quiet and quiet and just pay attention to the word of God. Then Pastor Wade says this. Jesus lifted up the two fish and five loaves of bread in that John chapter 6. Anyway, there are loaves and there are fish. Okay. You can check it out from John 6. There are loaves and fish. But then he said, he meditated long enough until he saw Jesus. And then he lifted up, he saw the hands, and the Lord lifting up the loaves and the fish. And then he looked at Pastor Wade. He said, Wade, are you paying attention? And he said, pay attention, because you'll have to use this many times in your life. And then he saw what he did, and it multiplied. And many times, I'm telling you, in finances, it looked like nothing was happening. He lifted up before the Lord. With what? Thanksgiving. And multiplied. I learned that from him, you know, about that vision that the Lord gave to him. So look at this. He meditated until he was able to see, to perceive God's will. That was supernatural. But every kind of seeing through the word of God will come that way, supernaturally. Now, look at this then. So that you may, God's people may pray accurately. But you see, to pray accurately takes seeing. It takes understanding, insight concerning the will of heaven. And that comes through the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Now, therefore, the Father has given to his people eyes. He's given us ears. He's given us eyes to see and ears to hear, to perceive his will. Sorry. For them to see and for them to perceive. And he's given them a mouth to speak out his will on this earth. Your mouth is not for eating and talking only. It has a divine call. When there's too much negative in the atmosphere, it releases the activities, demonic activities actually in the nation. That's why you have to take charge over the spirit, over the spirit of the power of the air, the devil. But by us speaking God's will on earth. And that has to be revealed to us by his spirit. Now look at this then. Then he says, now therefore, the Father has given eyes to his people, he's given ears to his people, for them to see and for them to perceive, and he's given them a mouth to speak out his will on this earth. So it's the will of the Father for you to see. It's the will of the Father for you to see and hear and perceive his will. For has he not said he will show us things to come? You remember that? He will show us things to come. For what purpose? So that you may not be like the people of the world who do not know what is happening, because they are groping in darkness. They have no idea what is happening. To natural people, everything is natural. They have no idea. But for us to perceive, to see, to hear, so that we may not grope in darkness like the people of the world. And then, remember the word of God says, let's read in it, that Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. Thank you, Father. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you. The Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Thus, you know, it's so prophetic. But listen to this. This is not for private interpretation. This is for anyone who will partake of that word and take it by faith. What is that light, church? Revelation. 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 That is from the realm of God. In the beginning was the heaven. God created the heavens and the earth. And then he goes to verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the earth. And then what did he do? The Spirit was hovering on the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. That was not sunlight. That was not sunlight. Because we find later on is when he started creating the sun and the moon. That was not sunlight. Can we see that, listen this. The Spirit of God moves. What follows next is light. Revelation of God's will. Revelation of God's will. If people don't know, if people do not perceive, they can speak words of light. Some people you talk to, you feel like you are finished. You don't have any hope for tomorrow. Not so if you are walking with God. Not so if we are listening to him. He said, you will show us things to come. Gross darkness shall cover people. Deep darkness, the people. But he says, no, not us. Not us. Why is that so? It's a light coming from within. We are carriers of light. And then he says, then he continues this, that the light of God shall be seen upon you, that takes staying in his presence, perceiving his will, desiring his will than anything else in your life or in this life. And as you do so, you will realize that you are actually ahead of the devil. Because if God told you that he will show you things to come, and something comes against you, and it looks like it's so bad, and you already know the end of the story, you are ahead. Yes. Come on now, you are ahead. You know the end of the story, you win. Yes. Amen. You know the end of the story, you win. I've told you in the past, if you are to watch now, you didn't watch on Sunday night, the Euro Cup finals, and then you are watching this evening, and we know England lost against Spain, and it was 2-1, and then England is about to score the second goal, but you know the end of the story. Even if you squeezed your fingers and you just tense over there, and you say they're about to score, they will never score. It's a repeat. It's recorded. Come on. If we look at the book of Revelation, it's done. We win. Double. We win. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. When was it? I wish I had it here, but I think when was this when we had chaos and was it last year? And there were threats of getting into the state house and all those threats. You remember that? I think it was on a Wednesday morning or so. It was so dark to those who had ears to hear and perceiving and watching the Spirit. Because you see in your nation and in our nation, you don't want bloodshed. Do you know, for me, the miracle of God, which many people don't see, the miracle of God was the restraint that he put upon the security forces on those young people and whoever else was there when they were getting into the parliament. That was the miracle of God. Because if one is holding those guns and they spray, how much blood could have been shed in our nation? Only people who understand what I'm talking about will see that. That was a miracle of God. That, I believe, was divine restraint. So, that time, I woke up early in the morning. It was just so threatening to our nation. And I started praying. Oh, I remember. Remember, it was March 10th when the Lord had given me a word. He spoke to me. I saw it. And then a certain man from South Africa, who I even don't know, was given the same word. I think, was it Miss Ruth who forwarded to me? I was given the same thing, that which I had seen by the Spirit of God concerning the nation. And then, as I was praying, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, and just in intercession, I saw a big bubble, and then I saw a finger come, and it poked that bubble. And then the Lord said, that's what I'll do to all this. He said that in my heart, that's all, and that was the last one. You remember that season, and we are not going to have season 2 and season 3. Come on now. We are not going to have season 2 or season 3. We're going to stay in the Spirit and speak words by the Spirit and declare them from the realm of light. I wish I had my whiteboard over here. From the realm of, no, never mind. From the realm of light. Realm of light. What's that? We have been raised together with Christ. That's the realm of light. We have been made to sit together with Him far above. Far above all principality and power and dominion and mind. We are in Him. I want to always, like what I've said over and over again, I want always to pray from His presence. It's different. Can I tell you something? I mean, I've experienced it over and over again. If you want to know you're praying from His presence, one of the things that will happen, even when you went into the prayer room, you are so tired, you'll come out fresh. I really don't, now, you can say nay or yeah. I don't agree for me really to come from the prayer, being in a prayer by the Spirit, to be so tired. I think I've been praying from the earthly realm to the heavenly realm. For they that wait upon the Lord. Hey, where do you wait? You wait upon the Lord. Shall renew what? Their strength. But if I'm praying from the earthly realm, I bind. Well, that's what will happen. You'll be tired. You'll bind after you're from prayer. You say, give me some food. Yeah, you know, we do that so much here, you know, in this part of the world. Now then. That takes staying in His presence, perceiving His will, desiring His will than anything else in your life. And I already say that you realize that you are ahead of the devil. When he does something, you know that it's late. It's too late because you know the end. You have the victory. You perceive the will of God. You see the will of God, and many times even speak the word of God from the realm of God. I call it the realm of God here. The place that you have been raised together with the Son, Jesus Christ. When you speak from that high level of authority, the enemy does not know where the ambushments are coming from. But this scatters his will, and the light of God is established in your nation. You see that? Now, let's go there to Matthew. Lord, increase our utterances. Increase our utterances. Think about this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. If I'm taking the very words of God, not the ones I'm speaking, it's wonderful to confess. You understand? And I was saying yesterday that someone said, like, I refuse to be weak when I'm old. I refuse to be weak. I refuse. Good. What are you doing before then? You see, those words should have revelation knowledge. It should be part of revelation until when you are now old, you refused and you did some things and you are operating by faith and you come to your 90s and you are still strong. I want to pastor people in their 90s. All right? Mama, did you hear that? I want to pastor you in your 90s. And you and the rest and jumping over there. Did you hear that, Professor Judy? I want to pastor you in your 90s. No, I won't wait for you, Esmili. I won't wait for you to get to your 90s. I'll be in heaven. Hey, we agree in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We'll have congregation in their 90s.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. For them to give people some good stories. How they walked with God. Come on now. Oh, yeah. Now the rest you can continue in your 90s when we've gone. Okay, mother? As you could have gone, you can continue, you all younger ones. But, oh, it'd be wonderful just to pass the people in there. And I believe it. Father, I ask you for that.
Yes.
Congregation in their 90s. And that time some were being born. And some of them teenagers. Hallelujah. Running around. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I'm around in my suit and I'm walking just this way. Yeah, in my 90s. All right, where did I tell you go to? Matthew 16, verse 13. I want us to pray this evening. Look at verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am the Son of Man now?" So they say, "Some, John the Baptist." But isn't that confusion? Remember John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus, his cousin. Remember that?
Yes.
And he's been killed by Herod. But natural people say, some say you're John the Baptist. How can I be John the Baptist? John the Baptist, the one who baptizes me. You see the confusion there of natural mind? Okay, now then you say this, influenced by the devil, some Elijah, I don't know why they think is Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven." This is fresh. In essence, let's think about this. This is fresh from heaven. Oh, my goodness. This is fresh from heaven. You received it from the Father. But that's the thing about the spirit of revelation. This is fresh from heaven. Come on. Do you know what should sustain us in our salvation? The freshness of God's word. On a daily basis. That's why that manna, symbolically, that manna, if they put it to the following day, it was rotten, it had worms. Pastor Wade told me this, "Davis, don't ever try to walk today with yesterday's revelation. Seek freshness every day. Seek freshness every day." This is fresh. This is fresh from the Father. Think about this. This word, so Jesus is telling Simon by Jonah, "Simon, this word is fresh from the Father. Fresh from heaven." Oh, I want that. Fresh, Lord, we ask you for a fresh word from heaven concerning our nation. Concerning our nation. Not what is being spoken, not what is being, nowadays there are so many prophets. Come out of the bathroom and I want to prophesy using my camera. You've seen that? And they say, "I'm a prophet. I was just showering. God has given me a word." You isn't that great? Interesting. Even their prophets about the earthquake. You know that tremor that last evening is already in the prophets. Serious? I mean, I'm telling you. Go search on YouTube. I'm telling you that. It's everywhere. It's amazing. We had a meeting on Zoom, and I was in my office, I'm looking at the screen, it started moving. I realized my seat was moving. I realized who's not trying to come that door. It was moving. I said, in the name of Jesus. I said, what? I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That's what I said. In the name, I rebuke. So the rest were, I think, Duncan and Rita is looking towards the door in their house. You know, it was a Zoom meeting. And Andrew and Yvonne, they're saying, what has happened? Until they heard me say, in the name. That name has to be in my mouth. Because it took anyone who experienced it. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, you were asleep. You were asleep at 8:30. It was quite something. I mean, my seat just moved. And then really, I saw my computer screen was moving. But I had that name. It wasn't going to continue. This is fresh. Fresh, you say fresh from him. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father was in heaven. And then listen to this. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Look at verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. The Amplified actual say it's that which is already bound in heaven. Okay. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And see this, the freshness of the word from the Father to Peter. And then he says, upon this you'll build his church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail it. And then he starts talking about whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And look at this. So light came, authority came. With revelation comes authority. I like saying in this, that divine authority is preceded by revelation. God gives light to his people for them to understand who they are. And with that light comes in our authority. With that light, there is revelation. I mean, with that revelation, there is authority. You start saying words by authority. You say words with authority. You realize, that's power. Have you ever spoken words out of your mouth and you know, that's power. You know what? I mean, you know that power left you, just right from your spirit. I remember a child who's still in our home, Vivian. She was so small, maybe smaller than her, and maybe that age. But then she was not feeling well and took her to the hospital. She was at Guru Nanak, but the doctors couldn't find out really what was happening. And then I went to pray for her, and as I laid my hands on her, I felt something just leave my spirit. Of course, that's the power of God, and enter into her. I just felt that. And then she smiled. I said, what happened, Vivian? And she said, something entered me. And I said, and I know you've gotten healed right there. They, if not later that day, the following day, that released her, he said that she had no issue, actually. And after that, she's fine. Vivian has been fine over the years. Virtue. Let me give you another one. Most likely you've heard me say this. I was driving, going to Pangani. I was with Tina. Early in the morning, I was dropping at school. She was teaching at Pangani Girls High School. And from Daiga, there's that valley. And then you start going up towards Pangani. Remember that place? The old timers, they used to sell bananas. And if you are being dropped by Matatu Sekwandizi. Remember that place? Anyone remember that place? Oh, you all are born recently. Oh, they remember that? Eh? Komaguru. Oh, Kwama? Mike. Okay, all right. They know the place. Okay. So then, we are up the new road, not the old one, the new road. So we are up this other side of Mbega. It was in the morning, traffic. Before 8 o'clock, and there's a trailer started going up. Remember, there's a petrol station there. Ahead of the petrol station, started going up and started coming back. And remember, these are saloon cars behind. I saw it from right deep in my spirit. I said in the name of Jesus, I stop that from my spirit. I felt like something left me. And I'm telling you the truth. It came down, it just stopped. And then the trailer behind went towards the petrol station and never hit any vehicle behind. I felt that power left my spirit to stop that which the devil meant actually to destroy people there in the bunker. Can you imagine that? And then I'd had years before from Dr. Mary Mburu that I think they were together with David. They saw a trailer there, the old road, come from down there, going up, go back and just going over the vehicles which were behind. I knew when that virtue left me. Listen, when light is inside of you, authority is released. We want that for our nation. Okay, so light precedes what? Authority. We understand who we are in Christ. Now, let's go to John 16. Totally, I want us to pray this evening. I want us to enter into realms of prayer. Of our church members, several of them come and say, yeah, do you know that big club, Pastor? I won't mention any name. Say, you know, it died, that big club. It died. I say, yeah, why not? Why not? And a certain church member say, we used to hear it in the house, far, at night, a big club. Yeah, why not? We close down clubs, strip clubs, and... I mean, those are believers, really. Do that in your home area. Let some things dry. Completely. Why? God wants his people to rise up in authority and do his will. Now look at this then, about the same words of heaven. In verse 13, 16, John 16, 13. Let's start from verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. That's Jesus saying. Then in verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He'll guide you into all truth. How will he do that? He will reveal that truth to you. Remember again, Pilate asking, what is the truth? What is truth? And then Jesus said this, those who are of the truth hear my voice. Remember that? Come on, you don't? You know, I know you. When you're not remembering, just... even it's good. Please. I've known you for years. You remember that? He says, I don't want to take time with this because just to finish this, let's see over here. That's in, come on, Lord, help me over here. I think it's Luke 5, 36. I thought I had it here. Can you have it there, please? Luke 5. Did I say what? Luke 5, 36?
Yes.
Let's see. That's John 16. No, sorry. Just a moment. Let me check it out. I thought I had it here. A moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. That's what. Praise God. Oh, yeah. It's John 18, 37. Let's see at 36. John 18, 36. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. Remember, he's talking to Pilate. If my kingdom of this world, my servants would fight so that it should not be delivered to the Jews, but now my kingdom is not from here. Now he's talking of a high level. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? High level. Jesus answered, go ahead, please, first. That's it. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say, right, that I'm a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should be a witness to the truth. And then, come on, brother, slow down. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. That's amazing. Right there. Everyone who's of the truth does what? Hears my voice. Pilate, that's what is truth. Remember the Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, even he went to his wife. He said, what is truth? What is truth? I have nothing to do with that man. That's a holy man of God. He said, what is truth? What is truth? But I like go back there. Everyone who's of the truth does what? Hears my voice. Hears my voice. That's a wonderful scripture right there. You just need to go around. Some of the truth. I hear my voice. And listen, and when lies are spoken, I can tell they are lies. I don't accept because, Father, help me. Like this prayer became mine. Pastor Carla said years ago, but it became mine. Lord, help me that I may not believe even a single lie. And if there is any lie that I've accepted as the truth concerning myself and concerning anyone, Father, I confess of it, I repent of it, and I approve of it. And listen to this. And if there's any lie that I've put in my mouth, don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. If there is any lie that has come out of my mouth, Father, I ask you to forgive me. I root out that which does not belong to you in my spirit. I want to perceive the truth. Amen. Would you take that prayer as your own? Yes. And then you go to that scripture in John 16 about the spirit of truth. I am of the truth. I hear the truth. I hear his voice. I am of the truth. I hear his voice. That's a qualifier. You know, that one of being of the truth, it qualifies us to hear his voice. Because in him there's no lie. You see what I'm saying? In him there's no lie. Lord, I take that. And I pray that Matthew 15, 13, every plant, Father, that you have not planted in me, I uproot it. I approve it. You believe wrong, you live wrong. You believe right, the truth, you live right. You live right. Okay. All right, let's go back to John 16. That's wonderful right there. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, we'll guide you into all truth. So everyone who does what? Of the truth does what? Hears his voice. The voice of the master. I want to hear his voice. I want to perceive his will. Remember that word which came was in prayer. That it's God's will for his people to perceive his will in a nation. To have insight. To speak from that spirit of revelation. That's our victory over the devil. He even doesn't know where that voice is coming from because it's like the voice of the master. I don't know how many times, you know, we pray for people casting out devils. You tell them, look what to me in the eyes. They never did. I mean, my goodness, there's a certain girl, oh my goodness, tormented by devils, you feel for her. And I was told, you, please, can I bring this girl, cast out these devils? I said, that's fine. I said, you're talking to her nicely, that's okay. But then you tell them, now look at me in the eyes. Immediately they change. They're being okay. Until you're about to, you know, to see what is ailing her and she around and, I mean, cast out those devils out of her anyway. And spoke to her the truth. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. Now look at this, the whole process that we saw in Matthew 16. I'll call it process for us to understand. But what we saw in Matthew 16, then he's talking now. He says, this is the way you shall live. The Spirit of truth will come and will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. Remember what Jesus told Peter, that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. So he says, then he will glorify. Did you go much ahead? He will take of what is sorry, he hears you speak and he will tell you things to come. I was telling you that. That's the will of God. For us to know things to come. Can you put it down? Then we're praying tonight for us to have insight concerning our nation. Okay, then he says this. He will glorify me, that's the Holy Spirit, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. The Amplifier says reveal to you, disclose it to you. How is that? By revelation. And then, and that's the will. Are we seeing? This is the written will of God. It's the will of God for us to operate this way. So then, what will it mean if I keep hearing the Holy Spirit taking that which of Jesus and declaring it to me all the time through fellowship, and that's the, those are the same words that I'm speaking over every situation? What will happen? Increase. Increase. You see what I'm saying? All the time I'm hearing through fellowship. I'm hearing, I'm perceiving his will, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying concerning the nation. While others are speaking out of doom, out of darkness, out of oppression, I am way up with the Lord in fellowship with him, and I'm hearing him, and he's telling me, speak this way concerning your nation, speak this way concerning this situation, speak this way concerning the new cabinet secretary, please. Speak this way. Speak in this manner. Don't you see that? Listen, the will of God is settled in heaven. We know that. The will of God is settled in heaven. And I like connecting that with this in Psalm 119, verse 89. It says, your word is forever established in heaven. All perfection in heaven. So then I need to perceive his will, which is his word, heavenly word, and partake it or receive it and say it on this earth. Amen? They're not having any protest in heaven. Huh? They're not having any prophets, protests in heaven. They don't. They're not waiting for new cabinet secretaries in heaven. They're not. They even don't care. I don't know if that will matter at all when you go to heaven and say, you know, I'm a cabinet secretary. I think you'll forget even if you used to be one. I don't know. Let me not say that. But listen to this. He will glorify me, for he'll take of what is mine and declare to you, all things that the Father has are mine. It didn't stop there. Therefore, I say to you that he, that's the Holy Spirit, will take of mine, which is what? Come on, which is what? All things that the Father has. And declare it to you. That's increase. That is God filling your mouth with the heavenly words through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because they are revealed, they are disclosed to us. Can you have it from the Amplified, please, classic over there, verse 14, quickly. Quickly pray. All right. Okay. The Amplified Classic, he will honor and glorify me because he will take off, receive, that's the Holy Spirit, draw upon what is mine, and we reveal. Remember, it says this, flesh and blood has not revealed these things to you, but my Father is in heaven. But reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. For what purpose, church? Let's talk like foundation. For what purpose? God, the way he works, he doesn't, in fact, he says this in Amos 3:7, I don't do anything except that which I reveal first to my prophets. For them to do what? To speak forth his will. Jesus, it was prophesied, from the beginning, even from the Garden of Eden, concerning his coming. Remember the seed of a woman. From the beginning. Why did he have to say that way? That's the way he works. That's the way he works. Why did he have to say, even to say way before where the baby would be born, a virgin will give birth, and in a manger, all those details. Why would he say that? We don't know, but that's the way he works. So what do? We agree with him. We work with him. We take these words by faith. We believe God to hear by the Holy Spirit and speak the words of God. Why would he tell us double before we see it? Do you know the reason? That we may be saying them. In fact, John the Baptist's father was told, and he said, oh no. How can this be? I don't know if this. I said, oh yeah. This I have spoken for years and years. Thousands of years. It cannot be stopped by your unbelief. Will make you unable to talk down. And he said that way. Amen. God wants us to speak his word by reflection. And I want us to pray this evening. Lastly, 1 Corinthians, before we pray. Are you seeing the flow of it? Huh? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Why would I pray it out in tongues? Because the word says so. Look at this in verse. Remember, we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says, these things we also speak. These things we also speak. We speak those things. Why are they important for them to be spoken? I've told you, that's the way God works. I don't have all the insight of why he does that way, but that's the way he chose to work. And by the way, that's the same way you work. Huh? That's the same way you work. Hey, let's meet on Friday at 10 o'clock. So your words always go before you. That's also, you are created in the image and likeness of God. Huh? Why are we saying that we'll have lead, was it 16th or 2024? We'll have it on 16th, is it 15th, 16th of August? We are saying it way before. That's the way we work also. Anyone who's ever been to 16th August 2024? And you see, it's so simple, but sometimes it's so simple, and we operate that way, but when it comes to things pertaining to God, we miss out. Anyone who's ever been to 16th August 2024? If you've ever been, we'll cast out some lies here. You've never been there. Yet, you tell others about it. And you tell them it's beginning at 10. Yeah. Example. It's beginning at 10. You give them even the time. Huh? Let's meet on Friday at a restaurant in such and such a place. And I want us to meet at 11:30. You decreed before it happened, you say. Listen, God wants us not just natural talk, but to reveal things to us, things to come. And we decree them. And they go ahead. We establish the will of God. And the devil cannot do anything concerning that. Now quickly. In 1 Corinthians 14. He who speaks. Verse 2. Let's start from verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. But especially that you may prophesy. What does the Amplified Classic Version say? Please. If you can get it quickly. Verse 1. You able to? Or are you going to mind? Eager, pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest and earnest desire, and cultivate these spiritual endowments, especially that you may prophesy, which is what? Interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching. Which is to do what? Interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching. Do you know you can have inspired utterance in your time of prayer? That's what makes a difference, actually, in prayer. And go to the next one, verse 2, please. For one who speaks in a known tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters what? Secret. Oh, we see truths again there. The Spirit of truth. Secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding, not obvious to the mind. Not obvious to the mind. We utter secret truths and hidden things. And then I'll crown it with this. Matthew 13:16. That's not over. Matthew 13 verse 11. Still amplified, that's fine. I like the scripture, connecting those scriptures. And he replied to them, to you it has been given to know what? The secrets and what? Mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. It ought to flow out, so to speak, naturally, because you are that being born of God, lifted up to live with him. All right? Do you have some things that can lead us in prayer this evening? Mm-hmm. Are you answering me or are you? Yes. We have some things that can lead us into prayer this evening? Yes. That we can pray concerning our nation? Mm-hmm. All right, stand up on your feet, please. Let's go right into it. Let's do some kingdom business here this evening. Believe to hear. Huh? I encourage you, believe to hear. Believe to go into higher levels in these few minutes. Higher levels of his will and his purposes and utterance. Okay? You're free, by the way. It's not a big room, but you're free to walk around. If you want to kneel, that's fine. Now, Father, we've seen from the Holy Scriptures your word. That is your will for us to perceive your will. Even concerning our nation, it is your will and it is your desire, and you have granted to us to know your will for our nation, to understand the functioning of the kingdom of God, even in our lives, even in this nation. We have so many promises in your word, Father, that you want us to rise up higher and perceive your will, and that we may hear your words, and that we may speak them on earth, we may speak them in our nation, we may speak them even in our lives, that it may be on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, tonight, we're asking you this evening to grant us utterances by your Spirit. We are people of the truth. Father, every lie that we have accepted as the truth, words that we have spoken that are not of the truth, concerning ourselves, concerning others, concerning this nation, that are not consistent with the will of heaven, we repent of them. We confess them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we agree with your word that every plant that your heavenly Father has not planted in us, we uproot it. Every stronghold of the enemy that empowers the work of the enemy in our lives, we take authority over them in the name of Jesus. And we say, every plant that your heavenly Father has not planted in us, we are put in the name of Jesus. Every plant that you have not planted in our lives, we are put it in the name of Jesus. And our Father, we open ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We open ourselves to the utterances of heaven. And we do thank you for granting us utterances by the Spirit in a known language to us, and also with understanding, we declare them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha, say by it. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost and let's flow, let's flow, let's flow, let's flow, let's flow. Yeah, man, yeah, stay. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Master, kestayanda. Master, de kestere, stand amanda ya. Stahada. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me share with you some things before we agree in prayer. Go to Psalm 15 and end up repenting. Anyone? End up repenting. Several things. You know, you feel like I'm going to pray for the nation. The sword goes right in here. But look at this in verse, the Passion Translation. If you have it, that will be wonderful. It says, Yahweh, who dares to dwell with you? Who presumes the privilege of being close to you, living next to you in your shining place of glory? They are passionate and wholehearted, always sincere and always speaking the truth, for their hearts are trustworthy. You see that the first one there? They refuse to slander or insult others. They'll never listen to gossip or rumors. Nor will they ever harm a friend with their words. Are you still here? They will despise. In fact, right there, they refuse to slander or insult others. Right there. Now, can I confess my sin? He said this, that inside of me, even when you hear these prophecies, don't despise them. But I've given you my spirit, not to hear everything, but don't even talk bad about them. You understand? Don't talk even bad about them. But because you want the spirit of prophecy to be operating on you. Because they are fake, that they must be the true one. Okay? Now look at this. They will despise evil and evil workers while commending the faithful ones who follow after the truth. They make fast commitments and follow through even at great cost. They never crush others with exploitation, and they would never be bought with a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things will never be shaken. They will stand firm forever. Now, so this is wonderful. You see that, yeah? Then a thought came up in my, as I was praying, in my mind. And I started thinking of several things, but this is what I saw. I saw in my heart, with my spiritual eyes, being before the Father, and I saw like a ball of fire. It's like being released on the earth, a ball of fire. You know what I'm talking about? Being released on the earth. Then I thought, Lord, what is this for? And a thought came up in my mind at the same time of Isaiah. Remember, fire is also zeal. But think about this. John the Baptist starts testifying about the one who was coming behind him, and he was going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost and what? Fire. I thought, okay, fire. Why is this fire important in serving the Lord? I believe part of it is to purify us. To purify us. Remember, the word of God is pure like what? Psalm 12, yeah? The word of God is pure, like silver purified in fire seven times. Just put it there, please, as I'm speaking. So that fire is to purify. Is it there? Then just the other 12, go New King James, okay? Go down, continue. Let's see again. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. Did I miss that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know the Bible. The words of the Lord are what? Pure was like silver tried in a furnace. What is in the furnace? Fire. Like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. So what is that fire for? To purify us, church. Isaiah saying that, Isaiah 6, that when Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And what happened to that angel? Go there, please, Isaiah 6. What happened to that angel? That fire leaving the throne, I believe much of it is to purify us. And in that purity, the zeal of thine house will consume me. The compromising church is lukewarm. Lukewarm, that means cannot approach even the Father. Because it's a consuming fire. Then he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Go ahead. And above which stood the seraphim, which with six wings, two he covered his face, two covered his feet, and with two he flew. Go ahead. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Go ahead. And the posts of the door was shaken, and the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. And then, okay, go ahead. So he said, I said, woe unto is me, for I am undone. I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now look at this, what follows me. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. That altar has fire up there. Now go ahead. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged with fire. Anyone who had something similar that I've just shared with you? Are you doing? Anyone who had something that you want to share with us before you pray? We agree in prayer.
So I was started praying and I said, God is in me, making provision. God is in me by his spirit, making provision of everything that I require. Then I remembered what he taught on Sunday, that God is a consuming fire. Then I prayed and said, Lord, the fire of God is in me, consuming every tree that my Father has not planted, according to Matthew 15:13. Yeah. So that's what I prayed.
Awesome.
Yes.
Come on now. Come and jump over here. Come and say, thank you, Joshua.
Okay, good evening.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You will help me with this, Pastor Davis. When I was coming, I was reading Matthew 6:19. Jesus is talking about treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
And so when I was praying, I was still applying. And I meant to ask maybe you sometime, what does this exactly mean?
Yeah.
So I will not read everything. So don't store your treasures on earth where moth and rust will destroy it.
Yeah.
So he's talking about treasures. He's talking about money and pursuits.
Yeah.
But then he introduces something on verse 22, Matthew 6. He says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. So there is an eye and there is a body.
Yeah.
But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. So I'm now relating this to the nation. Then he says, if then the light within you, is darkness, how great will that darkness be? So, and I think he was speaking to believers, because he said the crowd came and the disciples also came, and he was speaking to them. So then if the pursuit, let's say, of us as believers is treasures in the earth, and we are not pursuing treasures in heaven, then our eye is crowded or not blurry, not clear. Then the nation is filled with darkness. So then we need, like what you're saying, that fire to just reset the foundation and the heart. Because he also says where the treasure is, then the heart follows there. Yeah. So that we reset, even if the church, to pursue only the light, that which is heavenly, so that the nation then gets flooded with the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ends with that 633, actually, towards the end. Yes. It starts talking about seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and all these other things shall be added.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we're ready to pray. We agree together. Thank you, guys. Father, we do lift up our voices in faith, and we humble ourselves as your people, the church, your people. We ask you, Father, to forgive us for not being wholehearted and for not always speaking the truth from our hearts, and for slander and for insult and for gossip and rumors and for harming our friends with our words, and for not despising evil and evil workers while commending the faithful ones who follow after the truth. And Father, for making not firm commitments and following through at great cost. And Father, we are asking you to forgive us from every kind of exploitation in the church and every kind of bribe, everything that violates your word. Every plan that your Heavenly Father has not planted in the church, we confess that. We repent of that, Father, in our nation. We repent as your people that you've called to be children of light. We ask you, Father, to forgive us. And we draw upon the mercy and the grace of God of our nation, Father. The mercy and the grace of God over the church in this nation. And Father, as that which I have perceived concerning your fire, we are asking you for that fire. As Isaiah saw your glory and knew that he was undone, a man of unclean lips, Father, we know as the body of Christ in this nation, we have not walked as we should walk before you. Therefore, we have been undone in many ways. And therefore, Father, we are drawing upon the mercy and the grace of God. And we are asking you for your fire. You've said you'll baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. We ask you, Father, for your fire upon the church. For your fire. That which we have not seen before. We are asking you for your fire in our lives. The zeal of thine house consuming our hearts, Father. And everything else we do, the kingdom of God becomes first in everything we do. Father, we are asking you for victory faith. We are asking you for our children, for our youth. We are asking you, Father, for families, for that fire concerning your will in this church. Your will in the church, in this nation, Father, we ask you. We ask you, just lift up your hands. Father, baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. Baptize us to do your will. Baptize us to be carriers of your will. Baptize us to be drawn into your presence, and that we may dwell in your presence, Father. For this is your will, that your people may dwell in your presence, may perceive your will, may perceive your purposes, and may walk in them, and that they may declare your word on this earth. We declare the fire of God in our nation. We declare the fire of God in our nation. We declare the fire of God in our nation, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you for purging us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for guiding and leading us into all truth in your purposes to serve you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Father, thank you for the work of your Spirit this evening. Thank you for every one of them, your people here. I speak your blessing over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Could you perceive that? Will you please go back to those scriptures in your own time and and pray. Which scripture did you share with us yesterday, Norma? Proverbs? Which version was that? That was what version? NIV? Proverbs what? 28:2. It was NIV, yeah?
Yes.
NIV says, can you have the other one is what? You see? James 3:16. But listen this, verse 2, the Passion Translation says, a rebellious nation is thrown into chaos, but leaders anointed with wisdom will restore law and order. We ask the Lord for wisdom upon the president to restore law and order in our nation. And we ask him, and we believe that. And then the other version is, let me see another version of the same. When a land transgresses, it has many rulers. You know, you cannot have many rulers. You know, everyone wants to rule. No. It has many rulers. But when the ruler is a man of discernment, understanding, and knowledge, his stability will long continue. So we ask, Father, for the president to be a man of discernment, to be a man of understanding, to be a man of knowledge for the stability of our nation. And another one says this, make sure you have these scriptures, please. It says, Message 3 says, when the country's in chaos, everybody has a plan to fix it. Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar to me. When a country's rebellious, when a country's in chaos, everybody has a plan to fix it. Listen, but it takes a leader of real understanding to straighten things out. Father, grant our president real understanding. Grant our president real understanding. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We want the stability of our nation. And then New Living Translation says, when there is a moral rot within a nation, sounds familiar, its government topples easily. But wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. Father, we are asking you, we are asking you for wise and knowledgeable leaders for the stability of our nation. We ask you in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil, we bind his will, we bind his strategies, we bind his schemes, we cast you out of our nation in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of our nation. Praise God. Please go check out, because of time, go check out. The other one is James what?
James 3:16
Amplified. Is that scripture wonderful? It's the state of the nation. And then he's showing us, this is the way it is, but I can show you how to move forward. Everyone wants to fix it. I like that message. Hallelujah.